From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Yes or BS? That's what we're doing this morning.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Yesterday, of course, was Mother's Day. So we got a little yes or BS about moms.
Okay.
Yes or BS? Betty White never had any biological kids. Yes or BS?
Yes.
That is correct. But her third husband had three kids from a previous marriage, so she is a stepmother. Back in 2011, she said she knew that if she had kids, it would be her only focus, and she wanted to have a career instead. So,
All right, then. There you go.
This one you know the answer to.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson never had kids. Yes or BS?
BS.
That's right. She has four kids. Two of her own and two stepkids with her husband. Marissa Tomei has never had kids. Yes or BS?
Yes.
She has never been married and she's never had kids. You're doing good here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three for three.
Yeah.
All right.
She said she was never a big fan of marriage as an institution. And she doesn't think it's fair that women are seen as incomplete humans if they don't have kids.
Okay.
Yes or BS? Dolly Parton never had any biological kids.
Yes.
She said she wanted to, but it just never happened. So, yeah, you are 4 for 4.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yes or BS this morning in honor of Mother's Day. Did you have a nice Mother's Day, by the way?
I did. I had a Mother's Day on dinner on Saturday.
You work on Sunday, so
work on Sunday. But my husband cooked me breakfast yesterday
morning. Well, that's good.
And then I was lazy, and then I went to work.
Must be nice to be lazy and then go to work. I'm lazy at work.
Only on a Sunday.
Most people can tell. All right, it is time for the news. What's going on today?
Man, I'm ready to go back to bed.
It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Last night was the second to the last Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I have so much to catch up on.
Yeah.
One day I'll get it done. Because pretty soon it's going to be, you know, old news. And then I won't feel the pressure.
I think you've got basically 2 weeks to figure it all out because a lot of stuff happened last night. A lot of stuff happened
last
night.
Well, evidently a lot of stuff happened last week.
Yes.
So,
they're wrapping it up. I mean, you know.
Yeah. All right. So NFL star quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay Packers.
Yep. He got his moment in the throne spotlight.
Oh, did he really?
He did. He played one of John... Played being the key word there.
Played.
One of Jon Snow's warriors. Now, we're not going to spoil what happened to Aaron.
Yeah, but you can
but
guess.
It's Game of Thrones. This is GOT.
You can guess.
Series finale is next Sunday.
I cannot believe this. It's come down to this. Six whopping episodes, and they have been whopping. Start getting caught up. You're getting no sleep this weekend. You probably could like tune in to like an episode every season if you can find them on HBO and to go back and kind of watch an episode here and there and then watch these six episodes. And I think you'll be fine. I mean,
probably.
This thing just kind of keeps going on and on and on. And it's like the nuances and things like that. But the characters are the same.
So. I'll never miss the people that I never knew were there.
Well, there you go. There's that. That's a good way of looking at television shows. Wow. Wow. I like it.
What do you mean he was there? I didn't know he was there to start with, so I'm not going to miss him.
Yep.
See, I can just watch the last season.
I think that's okay. I mean, I've missed a couple of seasons of Big Bang Theory, and I don't think anything big has happened. I'm just going to watch last week's and this week's, and then I'll be satisfied.
I could probably watch last season's and be.
And I'll be honest with you, last season will be on TBS like in September. You see what's happening with Friends 20 years later? The same will be true of Big Bang.
I know.
Not to worry. These characters are going to look back on themselves, just like the folks from Friends, and go like, oh my God, we were that young? I can't believe we were that young.
That's true. In honor of Mother's Day yesterday, Mominger took to Instagram to celebrate all the women in her family who have children. She even gave a special shout out to her own mom.
Oh, well, good.
MJ Houghton her post.
Yeah.
As she should, because it's a woman in her family who has children. All right, so missing from this touching tribute And I have to wonder, you know, was...
Missing from the touching tribute. Oh, my God.
Was Black China in the touching tribute?
No, I doubt that. Very much so.
It was her childless daughter, Kendall Jenner.
Well, she didn't have any right to be there. She doesn't have a kid. She hasn't popped any out.
She didn't have a kid yet.
Yeah.
She quipped, love you too, Mom. So meanwhile...
She could have given Kendall her own Insta-love, but apparently didn't, right?
I guess not.
You know, I think she could have said, oh, and by the way, thank you for making me a mom. One of you have made me a mom, Kendall. Thank you for not giving me any grandkids that I have to worry about yet.
Yeah. She's young.
Yeah, she's, they're all, yeah.
So meanwhile, Kimye, their little baby boy, popped out of a surrogate.
Uh-huh.
Finally announced it over the weekend.
Okay.
They have not announced the name.
No name.
Very secretive.
Very secretive.
As we can always
imagine. It's going to be a city or a wind or something. I don't know.
Direction.
Yeah. Compass point. Yeah. I like compass. Compass is kind of a cool name for a boy. See?
There you
go. And his middle name could be North. Compass Northwest.
Well,
I'm liking this.
There's already a North. It could be South.
Okay, south. There you go.
There
compass
you have
south.
A north and a south.
Compass southwest.
Yes.
I like that. Or south southwest. There's another one.
Okay.
This poor kid. The kids are going to make fun of him regardless what they name him. They could be wrong.
Okay, so Chicago.
Chicago.
We could go on the city. Or we could go on the, let's see, if we have a saint, we can do it. What's another saint? Apostle.
Bishop.
Bishop.
Father, I don't know. Your Excellency. I like that one. I mean, they got one kid named Rain, right? Lord Rain. Yeah, they could call somebody Your Excellency.
Sure.
Why not?
Cardinal, I mean, you know. Something like that.
Cardinal. Yeah, Cardinal's good, too. Yeah. That's all good. Archbishop.
We can call him Archie.
Then we call him Archie.
Archie.
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
I read somewhere they called Archie is named after one of Harry's old commanding officers.
Oh, I heard it was after one of Diana's relatives.
No, Major Tom Archibald, who actually served on the front lines in Afghanistan with Prince Harry. I read that this morning. See, I'm even up on my royal news.
Look at you.
Look at me.
You know, look who doesn't, at you.
You know who doesn't have a royal name is Halle Berry.
No.
But she's royalty in my book. Have a great day.
Jeez. Help me.
We'll do this tomorrow. You've been warned. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.